Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, I know it's never a complete picture until you go back and look at the tape, but just generally speaking, what did you think were the cause of the struggles out there, and what do you think you'll see when you go back and check this game out?
I think it starts with me. I just can't turn the ball over as much as I did. You know, whenever I do that, whenever anyone turns the ball over like that, it's going to be tough to win. So defense did their part. Special teams did a great job. Offense just got to play better.
It looked like, not just with the interceptions necessarily, because you've had some interceptions in games before, but you've also had guys open and were just more accurate than you were today. Did you feel like this was just a game where your accuracy just wasn't there?
I feel like on some, I feel like some plays I was accurate. But, yeah, it was just a bad game.
When you look forward now at how important next week's game is and what can still become of this season, what would your message to Jet fans be?
I think we got a long way to go. We're going to win some ball games. You know, it's just about everyone sticking together. And I think we'll do just that. And, you know, we got a long road ahead of us. So we just got to continue to come to work every single day, get better, and, get ready for next week.
All right, Sam. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.